Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever thought of Christians as the wisest people on earth? No, I do not mean they are the most intellectual or the most educated or the most sophisticated. I mean they are the wisest from God's viewpoint. Why? Because they have believed in Christ as the Son of God and have committed their lives to His service. From a worldly viewpoint, they are often considered fools, as Paul explained to the Corinthians. Even at this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor working with our hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. 1 Corinthians 4:11 through 13. Does that sound as if Christians are wise? Corinth was not so well known as Athens for its worldly wisdom. In the 4 or 5 centuries immediately preceding Christ's coming to this earth, the Greek intellectuals were very influential, and they are today. And Corinth was a Greek city. Paul fully understood the intellectual reputation of the Greeks. He knew about the great philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. He also knew that their wisdom was based on human understanding and not on what God had revealed. Paul taught the Corinthians, "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He takes the wise in their craftiness." 1 Corinthians 3:19. There are many ways I could show just how foolish the wisdom of the world is, but I shall illustrate it by appeal to Aristotle's view of women and marriage. In 1926, Dr. Will Durant, a highly respected historian of philosophy, wrote a book with the title, The Story of Philosophy, The Lives and Opinions of the Greater Philosophers. Aristotle wrote, "Woman is to man as slave to master, as manual to mental worker, the barbarian to the Greek. Woman is an unfinished man, left standing on a lower step in the scale of development. The male is by nature superior, and the female inferior. The one rules and the other is ruled. And this principle extends, of necessity, to all mankind." Page 95. Similar foolish ideas can be gleaned from the writings of Plato and other philosophers. But this is sufficient to illustrate Paul's statement, "The wisdom of the world is foolishness with God." The Bible does not oppose scientific, mathematical, or social research. In fact, many of the men and women who have made some of the greatest discoveries in all of these fields were strong believers in the Bible and in God. All I have to do is mention men like Gregor Mendel, the great geneticist, Nicholas Copernicus, the world-renowned astronomer, Kepler, Galileo, Newton, Pascal, Boyle, Faraday, and dozens of others. Alvin J. Smith's book, Under the Influence, How Christianity Transformed Civilization, quotes Alfred North Whitehead, an American philosopher, as saying, "Faith in the possibility of science, generated antecedently to the development of modern scientific theory, is an unconscious derivative from medieval theology." Page 218. The real problems arise when man seeks to set his theories of the world above the revelation of God's will. For example, we know there have been small changes in animals and in man. But do these small changes furnish evidence for the theories of evolution? No man can be so wise as he ought to be when he tries to explain the origin of the universe, including man, by the process of evolution. Paul quotes these words from the patriarch Job, "God takes the wise in their own craftiness." Job 5:13. God knows how to take hold of the views of the worldly wise to show how foolish they really are. Nobody is wise when he rejects the word of Almighty God. Thank you, and may God bless you.